AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Did something hit the windshield of that Amtrak train shortly before it went off the tracks in Philadelphia? The FBI will investigate following a report that another train in the area, and possibly the Amtrak train itself, may have been hit by some sort of projectile. But former NTSB Chairman Jim Hall says nothing's being ruled out here.
All of the things that occurred in that cab are still on the table until the investigation progresses more, so the investigators can determine to the best of their ability what did occur.
He was on the Today Show. 8 people were killed and more than 200 injured when that train derailed. Now the Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev has been sentenced to death. He may well go to the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, where there's a special unit for condemned inmates. The appeal in death penalty cases is automatic, and it could be years before Tsarnaev is executed. Survivor Heather Abbott's been talking with others who were injured that day about the sentence. She says there's a sense of relief that it's over.
I think, you know, that most of us are happy that the verdict is finally in and it's closer to being over, but unfortunately, I don't think there's really a sense of closure here, for me at least.
We've learned that prosecutors in Baltimore want a gag order as they pursue a criminal case against 6 police officers charged in the death of a black man who died in custody. A spokeswoman for prosecutor Marilyn Mosby won't talk about this. A gag order usually prevents anybody involved in the case from talking about it publicly. A sad recovery mission is over in Nepal. The bodies of all 8 people on board the U.S. Marine helicopter that crashed during an earthquake relief mission have been recovered. This is AP Radio News. The NFL apparently wants to change the way footballs are handled now that Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's been suspended for 4 games in the Deflategate scandal. Here's our Jim Ludwin.
The source tells the Associated Press that details will be discussed at the owners' meetings in San Francisco next week. The league wants to avoid the possibility that teams could tamper with footballs, and a vote from owners will not be required to make the procedural changes. Tom Brady was suspended for 4 games, and the New England Patriots fined $1 million and docked a pair of draft picks after an independent investigator found that the Super Bowl champions used illegally underinflated balls in the AFC title game. Brady has filed an appeal. I'm Jim Ludwin.
Mitt Romney and heavyweight boxing champ Evander Holyfield squared off in the ring at a charity fight night event in Salt Lake City. They went at it for just 2 short rounds before Romney ran away from the boxer and threw in the towel. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.